back to the Friday Show, the 21st of April, 2017. Hard to believe. And we have Gary Richard Arnold here. He's had a series of his own personal challenges, and that's why we missed him on a couple of show times. We had managed to pop him in yesterday, although we had some upload air time. So Hour 3 will be revised today. You'll see Hour 3, the full hour, will be up by later after the show today. Hour 1 and 2 are fine. So, Gary, what's the latest in terms of what's going on with the White House and the battle between the Bannonites and the Kushnerites, I call it?
Well, I think it's pretty dicey. I think he's got to be in a dance in order to miss all those knives that are surrounding him.
He may be the president, but he's also our chief servant. Donald Trump has to pay attention, and I'm going to give a message directly to him and to his so-called household White House staff. If you get rid of Steve Bannon and the nationalists behind him that are the heart and soul of the so-called core of the Trump supporters, you will not survive the midterm elections, and you will become a lame duck president, and very probably, if Congress and Senate are taken over, you will be impeached before the end of your term. That's a warning to you right now. Now, if you think you're going to listen to your daughter, Ivanka, and Aaron Kushner to, quote, moderate your behavior, and to become a neocon, which is listening to H.R. McMaster and other characters, to put the state of it's a real hell first, you're going to deep six not only your presidency, but all your agenda you're trying to get done. It's not going to happen. So you need to smarten up and realize we're watching you.
How's that? Yeah, well, it's happening. We've got intrigue like anything Shakespeare's ever come up with or ordered historically. If anybody's watched the series of Borgias, where, you know, you need tasters, this certainly is it, because the global tapestry in history and progress and efforts by the Illuminati and the insiders has all verged on this one particular point in time in history. And all our foundations, all our central banks are working right now to crown their achievement. And I think that the fact that Rockefeller didn't get to see it is at least one thing we can appreciate. But there's so many emotions in play that we the people have to understand what's going on. And we have to meet it, too. Just knowing what's going on isn't going to save us. We've got to do actions that will weaken their attempt to conclude this.
What kind of actions should we do? Because, honestly, I think things are really slipping away. And the first mistake, and then I've seen last night really make me enraged. And I have been in the past a supporter of Hannity because he supported Trump. This is before he became president and started doing things that are not Trump-like. As Ann Coulter says, she's going to have to change her book from Trump to Trumpism, because what he presented in the campaign is not the way he's behaving now. And that's pretty damn serious. People don't realize, maybe he doesn't, because he's getting into the so-called the acting mode of being president and, you know, being a big shot with Xi, et cetera, and starting an attack on Syria. That's not going to go anywhere. I'm going to tell you this, and this is for you, Trump, and your military leaders. You need to know your Navy cannot survive a conflict with the Russians. They do have an EMP weapon that can wipe out your entire Navy. They got the Yukon supersonic cruise missile and the Hoot Super Cavitation torpedo. Our Navy will go to the bottom almost immediately. We also do not have any defense against the S-400 or S-500 anti-missile systems and anti-aircraft systems. The S-400, if it's put into Syria, they won't be able to put a bird in the airspace over Syria unless it's agreed to that Russia allows it to happen. So if they think they're going to engage Russia and get away with this or put any troops on the ground, they're delusional. They need to get their reevaluate that if they're going to negotiate with Russia, it has to be on respectful terms. It's like two mafia dons meeting, you know. Obama's gone, now we got Trump and Putin, and these guys are power brokers. Putin wants to re-exert the 19th century, at least, Tsarist Russia. He's an illegitimate descendant of the Tsars and Tsarinas. What we have to understand is that Russia's not going to go away. Neither is China. So if we don't play ball with these guys, we're going to really be sorry, aren't we?
Yeah, well, the Russians understand the choke points of the United States. I mean, actually, hate to even say it over the radio, but anybody that's studied or looked at any of this stuff, there's a couple things you could do in a few cities that would put us back decades and cause enormous chaos, economic and financial and health-wise, and it would move to depopulation, it would move to Trump's overthrow. I mean, he's not even making it good for his kids if he goes along with the neocons, because these people are temporaries. They're the useful tools of the globalists and the central bankers that have been ingrained in all of this. And the thing that's going on also locally that we don't see, because it's not mentioned, is the creation of these local Soviets, these UN Agenda 21s. And if you look at ICLEI or go to any of those sites, that's maybe you can spell it for me, but I just got another one of their newsletters yesterday, and they're expanding as fast as they can go. I mean, they're taking over local energy controls, all the laws.
Well, California is still entertaining major tax increases, up to 12 cents on gasoline and more carbon taxes and so on. I'm thinking, this state is suicidal. It's incredibly stupid. They're driving away industry for decades
locally,
now.
And locally, the regional agency right here is called AMBAG, Association of Monterey Bay Area Governments. They just put together their own interlock, and they're partnered with the World Bank and the United Nations under this ICLEI front, or this so-called environmental sustainable jargon. And they're just seizing it, and the people that are pulling this power or creating this power includes the players that have been financed by a thing called California Forward, and all that money, they're officially associated with Common Cause, and Common Cause is now partnered with the League of Women Voters, and even these left outfits, left wing outfits, are now embedded in this world globalist tyranny. It used to be that some of the progressives fought the globalist. Hiram Johnson, who was a senator from the United States, voted against both the League of Nations and the United Nations, the only U.S. senator to do so. And we had he also put in the recall, the initiative, and the referendum. Now, California Forward, again, Common Cause, which is funded by the huge billionaire foundations, and goes into the state legislature, and they call for reforms, and they've passed reforms which limits the people's ability for recall, initiative, and referendum. So the heroes of the progressives that did a few good things here and there are embedded in cheering the globalists that they used to oppose. You had Ida Tarbell that wrote against the Standard Oil. And now you got Standard Oil, running California Forward together with a combination of Rockefeller networks. And, of course, the University of Chicago does training for these outfits and for city managers and city finance directors and county administrative officers. They're the ones, it's like Columbia College, that trains the teachers. So they embed them with, Marxism, and send them out, and our children have been subject to this constant propaganda, just as the adults have through the media, the TV, and the newspapers.
But it's a mutant form of Marxism. It's Marxism on the surface. I remember an old Russian saying by a friend of mine that was high up in the party years ago, and she went to medical school with me, Yana Zidorov. Her father was the head of gastroenterology at the Moscow Institute for medicine, and they came to our university and became the head of the gastroenterology department, which is a sister university of Harvard. And she said, a funny statement at lunch, she said, "Communism for you, capitalism for me." In other words, we always have a little chit of paper. We can go down to the gray building and get whatever we need, whether it's borscht or sausage or music players. So
inside confirmation of that is what the book written called Whole of Their Lives, and he talks about the most important communist in the United States. His name was Robert Miner, and he's famous for that cartoon showing Karl Marx shaking hands with the people from Chase Manhattan Bank and all the people on Wall Street. Well, Robert Miner, in that book, Whole of Their Lives, he says the same people that ran the industries and the same people that controlled the banks and the same people, blah, 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 are still, you know, nested comfortably. Only now they have the Red Army and, you know,
right, well,
the other things to protect them.
80% of the new billionaires
left.
That's
exactly what it is. The communists are the tools in order to protect the central insiders, and the people are just hypnotized into following the suicidal trip that they're taking.
Right.
And they not only lose their...
80% to 90% of the billionaires in the last 20 years are members of the Chinese Communist Party. Okay? And so their children are flying in holidays to go shopping in, say, Harrah's in London, England, and they're the ones that go to the University of Spoiled Children, USC in California. They have a private airstream.
Exactly. You look at the first ambassador to Communist China. It was Bush number one of Skull and Bones. Reagan appointed Winston Lord, Skull and Bones. You go back to the Boxer Rebellion, and the Chinese people were revolting against Russell and Truss that was bringing the opium from Turkey to China that created the disaster for the nationalist, you know, Chinese, the people that lived in that area.
Right.
And they've never left. I know Dr. Anthony Sutton was wanting to do a book about Yale in China, it's called. And, of course, Yale is the fountainhead of a number of secret societies, they've always been there ever since. And that's why they went after nationalist Chiang Kai-shek and supported Mao Zedong.
Right.
And you had both the communists, whether it's Alger Hiss, or you include Ronald Reagan. He was part of the one of those committees for Far Eastern policy, together with Hugh DeLacy, which is Leon Panetta's foothold. In fact, he's associated with Agnes Smidley, the sword spy ring, Silver Master, the wear spy ring, and Perlow. But these guys are interchangeable. Reagan worked
How would you connect them with the current people that are in the White House? Like, for example, right now,
well,
a few things that are known about them.
You go directly to Skull and Bones. And
right.
You're looking at Austin Goolsbee, who was the handler for Obama. He's, you know, he's every night on Fox TV, the Murdochs. And you look at Trump that appointed Alan Schwartzman, and he's Skull and Bones, and he was vice chair of Blackstone, and Blackstone is run by Pete Peterson, who was head of the Council on Foreign Relations for 15 years.
Blackstone, by the way, the ones that double insured the World Trade Center towers. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and Blackstone were the ones that actually paid for the Aria complex in cash as part of the settlement, double settlement they got out of the World Trade Center. So if you visit Las Vegas and go to Aria, which is the fanciest place in Vegas, it's paid for by insurance money from the demolition of the World Trade Center towers, double insured by Blackstone Group.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, it's hermetically sealed from at least by knowledge. The newspapers, the wire services, AP, those outfits. Gary Pruitt was a head of the Ein Foundation in California.
Well, I want to pull up some more familiar names. What about the initial cabinet around him right now? We got H.R. McMaster, and of course, Michael Petraeus behind him. These are obviously neocons. And the PNAC document.
Yeah, Wilbur Ross is one of the names.
Right.
And he was the actual head of a Wall Street secret society. People can look it up. I was not familiar with it, except till he got his appointment. And
right.
I'm punching around on the internet, and I find pictures with their members dressed in drag with their wives at some... a big social event in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, they do this.
This guy was not just a member of it. He was the head of it.
Well, and, they do this drag. They do this drag thing up at the Bohemian Grove ceremony. The other person that I've seen is concerned, who was brought in with Kushner, is Gary Cohn. Can you give us a preds on this guy? Because what we're seeing is now we have Trump basically being surrounded by people that are manipulating, controlling him, or... they're just holdovers from the deep state. And I don't see the clean out happening like it should be. There should be a lot more firing. I mean, there has been some, with Jeff Sessions and some of the other people. But man, I see basically the deep state still steering the ship of government, and I see Trump modulating his presidency to the point where it's not recognizable.
Yeah, and I think this, you know, even if he had good people in there, I think he would still have to dodge the knives.
Now, I think some of his moves are like in Afghanistan, delegated to Nicholson, and his moves with North Korea are good. But I think that you can't start guaranteeing a better deal with a currency manipulator until you see the beef. You know, he's got this carrot and stick attitude. And that kind of turned me off. It's like, okay, wait till you get to the negotiating table. You need to say, hey, and when you've proven that you've actually geopolitically nuclear castration for North Korea, then we can talk. Not like, hey, we got a better deal here.
Your enemies close can go too far. Remember, in Kennedy,
don't tell them everything you're going to offer it on the table later, until you get to the table, and they have to do some things to get to even get to the table. My impression is that China is a rogue nation. It has this rogue nation. They're bad dogs. The best way to describe would be, you go down a bad part of town, and you have the Chinese triad mafia, and the head of them is Xi, and they have a really big mutant dog that's 160 pounds with, you know, titanium teeth, like something out of a B movie, and it's on a chain, and the master is a really big guy, probably 400 pounds, ultra muscle, and he's holding this dog and say, "Now, if you don't behave, I'll release my dog on you." And of course, that's what they're doing in North Korea. It's like they could pull the chain of Kim Jong Un like in a second. Literally, he has to almost text message. Pyongyang has to text message to determine which hand he uses to wipe with toilet paper when he goes to the bathroom. And this idea that somehow...
He's a dog. They got to put out the dog food and the water for him, or he doesn't exist.
Right.
And
that they have a real problem and they can't really deal with it, this is like hand-wringing when you got a wife-beater husband that's going to come next door to the next-door neighbor with a machete and try to kind of slash him. And of course, he doesn't realize that the owner of the house also has a shotgun and going to put it right up the guy's nose. But... China's asking to get clobbered because the third nuclear power is not Israel, it's Japan. And the Japanese are trigger happy, and if China makes it one slightly move the wrong way and sends a missile to Japan, they're going to clobber the hell out of China. Chinese will cease to exist.
North Korea, the tactics are as old as when the Indians wanted to distract whoever was looking for him. They'd throw a rock over in the bush, and the person would look over where the noise and the rock went, and they'd come out and they'd cut his throat. Well, that's kind of what North Korea is. I mean, if we get stretched out there and we're trusting the Red Chinese to come in and help us, we can be stretched right out there.
Let me give you my 3-point plan to deal with North Korea. Stop talking to China would be number one. Number two would be make sure we have a short missile defense system against thousands of tubed rockets and tubeless rockets heading towards Seoul. Number three, make sure we don't have just theater air defense, but we have plasma interferometry and space-based weapons fully operational and lots of nukes in South Korea, Japan, and Taiwan. And then what I do is I drop some of these Moab bombs on their missile silos and blow them all to hell. I'd send in Delta Force and kill the head of the government, and also all of his generals. I'd bomb the hell out of their capital, not to make sure that you get the innocent civilians, but make sure you get the buildings or you know where this guy is. And take him out and make an appointment to visit his grandfather, who's dead. And that needs to happen. You need to stop screwing around. This guy is extremely dangerous. And send a message to China, squeak sideways, and you're a gone too. You're gone too. They need to know that.
You've probably heard about all the
Chinese are way too big for their britches.
But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital.
So I think Trump's policy of trying to look like a nice guy and he's going to get a deal with the Chinese, I think it's foolish. I think that what we have to do to tell the Chinese, number one, you're going to stop doing industrial espionage. You're not going to send all your children in to get technical jobs and then walk out with the, literally the bank of high-tech technology and then replicate it or make minor changes to it and repatent it. Number two, you're not going to manipulate your currency. In fact, if you want to trade with America, you're going to have countervailing border tariffs or whatever, which is going to put an end to that BS. And as we move to robotics and 3D printing of material like parts for machines and so on, there's absolutely no advantage to shipping new jobs over to China. And by the way...
Yeah, well, the crazy thing is his advisors. How can he diss Russia? False flag. You look at the need for Russia partnership against Saudi Arabia and all the Wahhabism and everything that's happening domestically and in the Middle East and around the world.
And the other thing is
China and North Korea, Russia would be very important ally because they have certainly the same enemies. So it's just outrageous that these...
Well, we can collaborate on some level. We have to realize that Russia is a power, too, and wants to re-exert force. But with China, the third thing that has to happen is J-1C visas shouldn't get permanent citizenship, but allow people to work here, but it should be meritorious. In other words, if you find somebody who's really good in India or China, and they're working high-speed rail or some computer systems and so on, let a squeak of them in here, but they have to show merit, and the industry is going to have to go through a real big vetting process to not have Americans pick up those jobs and get the training and experience. What's going on? We have our college kids going through training, and we give it to somebody in India, and Alfin will not even give them the full wage. It's ridiculous. So Trump is starting to
It's literally treason. They're destroying our nationality and self-government. China buying out Hollywood and supporting immigrants through every place a woman goes to have her nails done is another tong or connected with some tong, and they're not. They've got thousands of years of history. So these frat boys at Yale and these secret societies are not the be-all and end-all of conspiracy. And they can be had because they get stupid talking to each other. They have so much propaganda out there that they themselves believe it. And there are other people that care about either their culture, their nationality, or their control, or competing for world, domination. And I'm surprised that I would be surprised that we didn't have EMF protection for South Korea. If we don't, that's got to be really stupid.
You talking about EMF? You mean electromagnetic frequency, like a pulse?
Yes, because that would be the way to protect South Korea the best, is to get one of those puppies up there to mess up their communications and their more fundamental missiles and so forth.
Oh, you're talking about we already have that. We have the plasma interferometry field. The only way to an EMF field blockade is what's called a boson field. And the boson field is being able to set up a bubble of gravitons or bosons, Higgs bosons, that literally will deflect an electromagnetic wave. That's how, for example, boson fields are what creates wormholes. People need to know that. And there's permanent highways in the structure of the galaxy and the cosmos that are actually part of the structure of the universe that are permanent superhighways. That's what they're doing with the Hadron Collider, one of the major projects, is to map out what's called the primary superhighways of the galaxy and the cosmos. So when you create a smaller wave system...
If they put one of those on the demilitarized zone, that's going to wipe out Seoul also, right? That's only 30 miles away with 10 million people in it.
No, what you do is you direct that field, and anything coming through it can't... the missile guidance systems and everything gets fried. And any EMP
pulse... That's something they've got now.
They have it, but there's the Tier 1 science, and they're hiding it again. And unfortunately, people like President Trump may not even know, because it's a need-to-know basis. I'll give you an example.
Right.
I'm going to just stray a little bit here. Phil Schneider, right?
Phil Schneider? Not familiar with
the tunneling guy. The guy that did the tunneling, he brought all kinds of materials. Well, I've known about Phil Schneider. I took care of his actual buddy that actually worked in the tunneling machines with him, okay? He got particle disease from the sodium-cooled nuclear reactors. And they would hit the sidewalls with these impact lasers and then blow the debris and create an obsidian core, and then they'd radiate track and fiber optic cable in the ceiling and then vacuum it up. And they moved pretty fast, actually. If they had a good material train behind it being pulled, they could lay down 7 to 11 miles of track and create a matrix or a tunnel complex going anywhere from the surface down to about 2 or 3 miles below ground. And their favorite places in dormant magma domes where the crust of the lithosphere of the Earth would move. So these are old volcanic domes, sometimes, half a billion years old or more. And the other was to create a matrix by literally tunneling back and forth and creating a kind of a switchback.
Power generation to get near that mantle at all?
Now, what people have to understand is we have been interacting with civilizations outside of the galaxy. Now, if you're really, just think of it sci-fi-wise, if you're an invading species from another galaxy over tens of thousands of years and there are other opposing species preventing you from doing so, the best way to take over a civilization is to actually take over a class of individuals and hack into their consciousness, or if you want to call it their soul, and create a superclass of high-level, inducted people that are under the control of this, in a sense, this cybernetic matrix of evil. So, in fact, all the evil on Earth is exoplanetary, and people know this. If you go into high-level masonry, all the high-level masons believe in this theory about Apollo, who actually is supposed to live on Mars, and the ancient battles with the ancient civilizations across the cosmos. There really has been Star Wars, and people need to know that. And in fact, Phil Schneider, one of the stories that he put out, was that they actually were tunneling and tunneled into a complex that literally was a mock-up of the United Nations. And when they tunnel into this mock-up, they realize that there were some tall grays there, et cetera, et cetera. And people say, well, these things don't exist. I think, well, you know, unfortunately, they do, actually. And what people need to understand is we are in, interaction with advanced civilizations that don't have good intentions for the human race. So not all this evil is just being managed by humans. It's the best way to think would be fallen angels or Nephilim, whatever. But they're also physical. They're not just spiritual. What do you think of that?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor.
One of the things that's often left out of the equation, and this is a spiritual thing, but it's also a galactic and cosmic thing. People don't realize, when you look at the Drake equation, and you look at the number in the last billion years, and you look at the Drake equation, and we have a relatively small spiral galaxy. How many civilizations, according to the Drake equation, and the number of Earth-like or life-supporting planets estimated based on current exoplanetary research, civilizations could have existed even temporarily up to a level of pretty advanced sentient knowledge over the last billion years in our simple spiral galaxy? How many do you think? What's the number?
Yeah, I guess it's infinite, really.
No, it's not. It's not infinite, but it's big. In our galaxy alone, over the last billion, and that's not just a short period of time, there's 100 million potential civilizations. Okay? Now, even if you just took a tiny percentage of that, because they wouldn't survive, let's say, their own stupidity, like we're really close, for example, right now, that accidentally
we could start
World War III and become annihilated. So a lot of people wonder why, quote, when you look at deep space, it's pretty quiet out there. Well, there's several potential reasons. First off, civilizations may not cross that threshold to become galactic civilizations because when they get technologically advanced, they're evil enough, they destroy themselves. The second thing is they create artificial intelligence that gets so intelligent it decides that their host that created them is actually a plague, and it eliminates them. That's option number two. Option number three is that We're dealing with a universe where there's both good and bad civilizations, and we're in a galactic and cosmic war that's both spiritual, geopolitical, scientific, and galactic and cosmic. And that it's very much more like, for example, the Star Wars, or a mixture of that and the Trilogy of the Rings. In fact, people, these are actually the two closest allegories to the Bible in the ancient books like the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, and the ancient books of the Far East, than people realize. And they don't understand that every civilization on Earth, including all the shamans and the like Credo Mutua in Africa, etc., all understood that we have exoplanetary effects on the planet on Earth. You can even look at the genetics of the creatures here, and you know they've been genetically modified. Okay, technology even says in the Bible how in the book of Jasher that's referred to by James, the brother of Jesus. And if you actually get a current version of the book of Jasher, which may not be accurate or completely correct, you'll see there's enough information that indicates that there's genetic engineering. Well, I know from my sources, because I have a background in genetics, that spelt, which is a grain that's older than wheat, is genetically modified, and it's much more stable and more advanced technology than we have today. That pigs are a human wild boar hybrid. In fact, the blood groups of antigens are identical to humans, not like primates, like, you know, great apes and monkeys and so on, that it actually is a hybrid between wild boar and human. And it was used as a proxy in ancient sacrificial altars for human sacrifice. Okay? People need to start understanding there's some very weird things that have gone on in the past, and that we have a very ancient past. I mean, mankind on Earth, as we are today, has been probably around for at least a quarter million years. Not just like 5,000, 6,000, as some foolish idiot Christians try to say we've been here 6,000. Adam, which is we call the latest version of it, called Adam Man. Yeah, he might have been here 6,000 years, but there was pre-Adamic man that even, it says that the sons of Adam went to the land of Nod to take wives, which means there was a pre-Adamic man who was out in these other areas that they actually interbred with. And if you look at the areas of the Turkey and the particular area where they believe that Adam and Eve were, these were not small people. These were big people. It's estimated that Adam was 18 feet tall and Eve was 13. They were giants by comparison to us. We were like the Lilliputians. And that,
one of the things that NPR put out a number of years ago was by Joseph Campbell, and I found it very, very interesting. I never pursued it, but right. He went into the various religions and showed the unifying, you know, similarities that, are they're really outrageous and can't be coincidental.
Well, there is why they're not coincidental. The thing is, and here's how you start understanding. When I have people on, for example, like Leoline Zagami, who was supposed to be on yesterday, and he unfortunately didn't show because he probably had a catastrophe or something that's going on. He's very involved with the politics of what's happening. But Leo's writing his book. It'll be released in about a month and a bit, June 1st. The third in the series called the, basically releasing his position as an Illuminati high-level Mason. Well, let's put it this way. My level of knowledge in Masonry is so advanced that even when I talk to 33rd degree plus Masons, they're boggled that I know all this stuff. You have to understand that there are things that meld with science, for example, Tier 1 science, presidential level security clearance, and with supernatural things. And when you check the Bible out, it all makes sense. But part of the problem with our current culture is we assume it's just bad or ugly or weird people. For example, when we look at people like George Soros, who claims to be a religionist. No, he's just not an a-religionist. He's a galactic Satanist. And a lot of these people are manipulating because there's people or beings manipulating them. People need to understand that there's a level of evil here that's stalking mankind that's not human. Okay? They have to understand that. They have to start understanding that, realize that the devil and his minions and Nephilim are already here. They've been here for ages. That's why, for example, when God sent the flood of Noah, he said, and you can read the Hebrew, that Adam and Eve and their three sons and their wives were perfect in their generations. And if you actually study the Aramaic, it means they weren't genetically modified. They were not hybridized. They were not, hybridized with Nephilim or the fallen ones. So people need to start grasping that there's some really weird things that have happened in the ancient world that God literally had to reset everything. And what's going on right now is we're heading toward another, what I call, converging set of cataclysms, financial, geopolitical, galactic, solar, spiritual, because mankind is ready to reach what's called the intellectual, the energetic, and the genetic singularities. And what mankind will become is up for grabs, let's put it that way. Man can either survive and become very advanced, as it says in the Bible, the bride of the Most High God, and literally fit to actually give children and spread across the galaxy. 1,000 years from now, mankind survives the current transition. We can be in tens of thousands of planets. And we could be having an advanced galactic civilization that's very godly. And we could be, in a sense, midwives to other sentient beings across the galaxy instead of a plague of danger. But at the current rate that we're going right now, mankind is, you know, could be a thumbs down at the Circus Maximus, where mankind is really, really hanging in the balance. Give an example of something stupid. Trump decides that he's going to do some military action in Syria, and the Russians decide to hit all of our bases in the Middle East with advanced weapons fired from their missile destroyer in the Black Sea, and we retaliate by trying to strike the launch phase of nuclear missiles coming out of Russia, and the Russians use SLBMs in the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans and their tsunami weapon to hit the coast of the United States with half-mile to a mile-high tsunami, and weather weapons that can completely destroy all our crops and hit our EMP and knock out our power grid. And if you don't think this could all
transpire... We had about 90 minutes on television, one of the educational channels, and they were showing this accelerator that the European Union, or the major, you know, industrial nations of the European Union are promoting this accelerator. And they're pretty much guessing how it's going to terminate and hope it's going
accelerator. You're talking about the technology, because the center of all of this advanced technology right now, a lot of it's Russia, but Germany is really getting advanced. I mean, the things that they're doing at the Hadron Collider, people really don't understand. That's why they have the symbol of Shiva, the destroyer, you know, outside the Hadron Collider, and why they're trying to map out the wormholes and create what's called fusion or star-powered energy. And, people do not understand when they say, well, when I had an argument a few weeks ago with Jim Fetzer, he's no longer on my show, and he was arguing with me because he's a professor of philosophy that you can't create artificial intelligence. Well, I was writing AI programs 40 years ago on the mainframe computer. So if someone like me, who's a mathophile, can write AI systems and convert basically neural networks directly to digital software, which is why they wanted me at UCLA to work with the World MS Tissue Repository and DARPA, then there's lots of people like me around that are super smart and talented and don't have ethics. I have ethics, so I didn't do it. But you got to understand, if you don't think that there's intelligent beings across the universe that have been around a lot longer than us, and you don't think, like, for example, look at our civilization, 10,000 or a million years from now, what will we be? You wouldn't even recognize us even 1,000 years from now, would you?
No. You mentioned Tavistock a little bit earlier about, you know, how their manipulation goes, and that they were formed in 1947, I think you said.
Right.
That was where Rudolf Hess was kept prisoner until he died or was murdered. He was the emissary from Hitler. I guess he was trying to do a ceasefire with them to be able to turn on Russia, is my guess, or that's a supposition.
Well, let me explain what was going on. The Russians are, the Germans had developed, the primary core of the German society was a cult called the Thule Gellenschaft. And basically, they were actually channeling these transdimensional entities to get advanced technology and go back to the lab to create, including the Society of the Bell. It was making a plasma interferometry boson field that created anti-gravitonics. Now, I actually took care of pilots flying in World War II that chased these Foo Fighters, and they would zip way past Mach 1, Mach 2, etc. And they would whip away from the British Air Force at speeds that were so blistering they'd never seen it before. And we're talking about the 1940s. We're talking about a very, very long, 70-plus years ago. And the Germans had this technology. They were also looking at mind technologies and opening up wormholes. You wouldn't believe how advanced the space shuttle that we sort of just took out of service under Obama, under NASA, because they want the entire space program to go black. And that's why when I hear fools like this idiot yesterday calling in about, you know, flat Earth, these people need to shut the hell up. It makes me ill that people are that stupid they'll believe this foolish lie. And by the way, the flat Earth thing was created by the Vatican to make sure nobody tried to literally go across the ocean to actually recolonize America. The Vikings didn't believe it. They had their own mythology. So they were there for 1,000 years before the so-called Roman Catholic Church and the other people were across the oceans. So people don't realize Flat Earth was created by the Vatican. It was a disinformation campaign, and they're ramping it up again, and people are idiot enough to believe this foolishness. They don't even believe in gravity. I mean, how ridiculous.
Well, the city of Inverness is where Tavistock imprisoned Rudolf Hess. And the TV series in England called The Prisoner was taken from that scenario.
Now,
they created a village that's kind of like an Agenda 21. Everybody's perfect and everybody's healthy. And if you're not, you know, you're not seen. You're just disappeared.
Right,
but Rod McEwen was in that series. And anyway, it was kind of fun because it was, in a sense, it was an expose.
Right, and people don't understand,
people
though.
Take a look at that because they'll get little hints here and there. If they see something physical or on stage, they're more likely to codify it in their mind so that it gives them another touchstone.
Well, one of the problems that people don't understand is, and this is when I deal with agnostics like Jim Fetzer, they'll never get it because they, number one, don't have a spiritual compass. Number two, they don't get it because there's no exoplanetary compass. That the evil, the worst evil on Earth, is actually not based on Earth. They don't get it. All high-level Masons, you think they argue with me? Of course they don't. They all believe, for example, when you see an obelisk in front of the Washington, D.C. monuments, and you see one in Rome, you see them all over the Earth, that's supposed to be obelisk, means supposed to be the phallic symbol of Apollo, whose home planet was Mars. And when we went to Mars, by the way, in the early 1980s, we found all these ancient monuments. We know that there was human civilization on Mars many thousands of years ago, and it was relatively recent that it was destroyed in a galactic and cosmic war. Did you know that?
Well, when you look at Ronald Reagan, he held his inauguration before the obelisk, the Washington Monument, the first president to do so. And, of course, his
Right, that's why they put all this
was part of one of the secret societies out of Yale. He founded the United World Federalist. But anyway, it does tie in.
Right, and people understand there's 5 planets, including the Titan, the moon around Jupiter, that they want to, quote, terraform. But the terraformation of Mars has already started. And they're not going to take 1,000 years to terraform Mars. It has about 1/3 the gravity of Earth, 1/100th of the atmosphere because it was stripped off. They literally could reproduce these things in probably 100 years with advanced technology and fusion energy. And if you don't think that they want to reestablish a galactic civilization, because we were in a conflict many thousands of years ago, and we had a major disaster where the parent civilization on Mars was destroyed. That's what all... Now, whether you want to believe it or not, that's what all high-level Masons in whatever country, China, America, shamans and so on, they all believe this. If you get the highest levels, this is what they believe. Is that interesting or what?
Yeah, well, I think we're stuck. we look at our finite selves as when we come into the world, or dig as far back as we can go.
That's not the problem. I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem is that my first word was no, and whenever I saw things that were cognitively dissonant, and you can see enough anomalies if you just even read the Bible. Let's say you don't touch any other book, just read the Bible and the affiliate books that are not part of the canon, like the Book of Jasher. And other books, there's a number of other non-canonical books that the various councils kind of excluded from the canon of the Bible. If you actually read them, you say, oh my gosh, now it gives me a perspective of what's going on. Did you know the greatest library on Earth is the Vatican Library? They collected all the ancient books from every other ancient civilization they dominated with Rome, which is from the Middle East right through Europe and the Far East. And these books go right back to the libraries in Alexandria. They have a very clear idea. Why do you think that the Vatican has the largest binocular telescope in the world in Mount Graham in Arizona? Why do you think they have one of the biggest telescopes in the Arecibo in the Southern Hemisphere? Why do you think they have entire divisions dealing with astrophysics? I mean, you have to understand here, these high-level Masons, and some of the highest are within the Catholic Church and the Jesuits, they fully understand what their worldview is, and it's completely different from what so-called regular Christians or Catholics believe.
Yeah, there's a huge contingency, permeated throughout the the government and society, of course.
Well,
you know,
why do you think when people get to know some of this, at least peripherally, and they become, of course, you need to know basis, you know, President, you know, Trump now, or Obama or previous presidents, their eyes get opened up and they realize, whoa, things are quite a bit different than what they thought. One of the very first questions that I was told when I was inducted at U.S. Space Command, July 10th, 1994, and I have a photographic memory, the head of Space Command says, we control every cubic centimeter of space between here and Mars. I said, you mean the moon? He told me off, like, big time. I shut the hell up, Deagle. This is a come-to-Jesus talk. I need to shut up. And he told me a lot more, a lot I haven't talked about in the air, a lot of stuff I know. And you people out there are not ready for what I'm going to tell you. But I told you enough today, a little bit more, to realize I know volumes more than I'm saying about physical, spiritual, and other things. But it's not the time yet, because you wouldn't believe it even if I told you. But you would believe in some of it now when you see all these high things connecting. And we're heading toward an apocalypse, an unveiling. And we're heading toward world war. That's why everybody's shaking in their boots.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
I got an email yesterday from one of my gentlemen from years ago, probably when I traveled around in 1999. 18 years ago with Prophecy Club, and he followed me for some time on the show over the last number of years. Of course, I had a show in Colorado Springs, a radio show. I had Laughter's the Best Medicine on Clear Channel, which is now iHeartRadio across the country with Mark Allen Curry. And for the past 12 years, I was either on variously on Genesis or here now on Republic Broadcasting. We're soon going to also, we're RSS feeding now our show all over the place. So we're now dozens of places where RSS is feeding our audio and video, and we're actually going to be sending it over to another platform as well to make sure that it's broadcast everywhere. He made the challenge of, he wondered, he said, well, why didn't you release more information about the spiritual side of what's going on? I said, people aren't ready. They're not ready. And it's not the right time. People aren't ready to accept, for example, that Donald Trump is a high-level Mason, and that, in fact, what he's doing is he's starting to fall in line with the powers that are all around him. He has 34 advisors that have gone through Jesuit universities or schools of learning that have the Pope on speed dial, and the Jesuit, the Society of Jesus, which are a higher-level intel agency than even the NSA or CIA. People need to understand that there's a level of intellectually superior and demonically energized beings, both human and non-human, that are running Earth. And if you think that, you know, your so-called parochial religion has got it all and everybody else really doesn't understand things, that's the biggest problem in America. Everybody's got their own so-called version of religion. They all think they feel superior, whether it's the Talmudic Jews or the Muslims of various types or various types of Christians. They all have their shadows of truth. The closest, of course, are the what I call the Hebraic or the ancient Christians that believe in Yeshua HaMashiach. Everything else has got little pieces here and there and their own delusional things, the idea that somehow their soul transits through, you know, repeated life cycles and reincarnation, which is more foolishness because time doesn't exist in the spirit world, period. Doesn't exist. What people should start to realize is that we are in a galactic and cosmic war, and we are about a time of what I call convergence, where, you know, if you ask the average American or European now, they're not just worried about terrorism, they're worried about the end of the world.
Yeah, and you were talking about churches and the control. Rick Warren is one of them. He has a huge spread of influence called Purpose-Driven Churches.
Right.
And his mentor was Peter Drucker. Peter Drucker was, he's called the founder of the modern management.
Right.
He went to the Frankfurt School in Germany, and he's, praised when he died. David Dreyer, CFR member, who married his male chief of staff, did a panegyric for him on the floor of the Congressional House. People that belong to these churches think they're doing good and being good, but they're given this global oni that's fed scientifically to them, and they compare themselves to the awful left wing. But they digested so much of the global government BS that they're in there, performing
these
exactly
are,
the way their counterparts
You know that kids' movie Minions? They're just Minions. They got fancier clothes, that's all. They're just Minions. Pretty funny, hey? It's appropriate, though. We're going to have you back next Thursday. If you're a little shocked by some of the things I said, that's only a little taste. Someday I'll release a lot more, and that day is coming, not too far distant. Back in a moment with Craig Gwynn, and we've got some serious topics to open up here. Cans of worms that are oil drum size.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.